And we move on to the cost of insurance now. There was a 23% increase in the cost of settling motor insurance claims during the first half of last year compared to the previous 6 months. And that's according to the latest figures from the Central Bank's National Claims Information Database. And it shows the cost of motor claims settled between January and June 2024 was €414 million. Now, that higher cost is being put down to an increase in damage claims driven by inflation. And we can speak to our consumer affairs correspondent, Angus Cox, to help break down the figures. So, Angus, what this report from the Central Bank tells us about what's happening to the cost of claims?
Well, Anya, the main takeaway is that the cost of motor insurance claims saw a significant jump in the first half of last year, as you highlight, going well above €400 million to €414 million. And that was another all-time high for this series from the Central Bank. As you say, a jump in damage claims, a big driver of this. For example, the cost of injury claims before COVID, so 2019, was actually 16% higher than it was last year. But since 2019, damage claims, they're up 180% in cost. And that's basically down to the massive inflation we've seen across all sectors of the economy. What's also notable about these figures is that the number of motor injury claims settled, they increased by 10% in the first half of 2024. And these are the latest period for which we have figures. And that's comparing to the second half of 2023. But it's still a fifth lower than what we would have seen pre-COVID.
And the Central Bank, they've not just been looking at the cost of car insurance, they're also looking at public liability claims in this report, are they?
That's right. The National Claims Information Database, it shows the total cost of employers' liability and public liability claims. And it says that they fell by 10% to €144 million between the first half of 2024 and the preceding 6 months, so the second half of 2023. And the number of injury claims over the period, which accounted for the vast majority of all public liability claims, they remained effectively unchanged at around 2,100. But despite a fall in the number of injury claims, legal costs remain elevated. For claims under €100,000, legal fees rose to just over €7,100 during the first half of 2024. That was up from around €5,500 from what we would have seen in the years up to COVID-19. With regard to litigated claims then, so these legal costs accounted for over 40% of the total claim cost between January and June 2024. And more injury claims are being settled using the personal injury guideline route, around 75% of them. But it's notable that fewer than half of litigated claims, they're settled this way. And that's what's contributing to higher legal costs.
So what kind of reaction has there been to this data?
Well, it's important to point out that the rise in the cost of motor insurance claims that we're seeing, it comes as the Judicial Council's proposed 16.7% increase in the personal injuries guidelines is due to be approved by the government. And the Alliance for Insurance Reform says the Central Bank figures, they make it clear that the government's looming increase in personal injury awards, that it couldn't come at a worse time for policyholders. Tracy Sheridan is owner of Kids Space Play Centres in Rathfarnham and Rathcoole, and she's an Alliance board member, and said the only bright spot had been the reduction in the cost of injury awards, but now the government is set to increase these by almost 17%. And if this happens, she says, there'll be no check on costs, that we're already seeing month-on-month premium increases with the cost of living continuing to rise. On the fall in the cost of liability claims, the Alliance says there really is no excuse for liability premiums not to come down for business, sport, community and voluntary organisations, with the cost of claims continuing to reduce. And interestingly, Anya, Insurance Ireland, that's the group representing the insurers, agrees with the Alliance for Insurance Reform that now is not the time to introduce an increase to personal injury guidelines. And it would be rare for the two groups to be singing from the same hymn sheet. So that's quite significant. And Insurance Ireland also referencing the sharp rise in claims costs and the escalating burden of legal expenses, as it puts it.
All right, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And Angus, you're also looking at another story today. And this is about, but we all know we need badly investment in our electricity networks and in our grid, but how that might be pushing up our bills in the future.
Yeah, yes, that's right. And as you say, much needed, as highlighted at the start of this year by Storm Éowyn. And the operators of Ireland's energy system, ESB Networks and Airgrid, they're proposing an investment of up to €18.98 billion over the next 5 years to maintain and upgrade that network. And if approved by the Commission for Regulation of Utilities, it would add up to €16 to customers' electricity bills for each year from next year. But the CRU is proposing an initial €14.1 billion funding package across both companies. They have to approve how much the ESB Networks and Airgrid can spend on the grid. And they're saying they're approving an initial, or looking at approving an initial €14.1 billion for the 2026 to 2030 period. And that would see just €6 added every year to bills. But this investment figure could be increased to over €18 billion based on both ESB Networks and Airgrid meeting annual delivery targets, in which case those bills then could rise by as much as €16. And suppliers, they actually determine what level of these charges that they either absorb themselves or pass on to customers. And if, for example, the wholesale cost of electricity, which makes up around half of the price we pay for our electricity, if that were to fall substantially, this might cancel out any increase in grid fees in the coming months and years. So that's one that it'd be interesting to watch and see where it goes.
Fingers crossed. All right. Consumer Affairs correspondent Angus Cox, thank you. It's 21 minutes past seven.